Hello and everybody, welcome back to Basics. I am your host, The Crazy Uncle. Today, I'm going to go over the truck kit. I mentioned this in the different type of kits, like bug out bag and things like that. So I'm just going to hit up real quick what you need inside your vehicle, or as I like to call it, your truck kit. As you see, we got them in red and in green. Red are the mandatory things you're going to need, regardless. Everybody needs these. And green are the recommended if you want to go start going above and beyond, depending on your area and depending on what you need, but we're going to get into that later. First things first, everybody needs a cell phone, or for those of you across the pond, a mobile. Believe it or not, 99 times out of 100, this is all you need. If you're stuck in the snow, you go off in a rainstorm, hit a guardrail, whatever. The first thing you need to do is call for someone to come help you. 99 times out of 100, this is all you're going to need. At least, I hope so. Below that is a set of good jumper cables. I don't know what they call them everywhere else. We just call them jumper cables to hook up the batteries in case some reason your battery goes dead. As for someone who's actually had this happen, you don't know when your battery's going to die. It just happens, okay? So always have those. They don't take up a lot of room. You can get them. They're half the size of a football. All right, along with that, actually higher up, believe it or not, is your first aid kit. Now this, because it's in a vehicle, it can be a lot bigger than your personal first aid kit that you're going to carry. Some people actually carry a personal first aid kit on their ankle. Me personally, I don't like doing that. But your first aid kit inside your vehicle can be actually more robust. Now on this one, I recommend that it be more robust. And if you don't know what you're talking about, go to like the firehouse or somebody who actually knows what they're talking about and actually build the first aid kit and keep it in the fucking, don't ever take it out of your vehicle. I'm going to say that again, don't take it out of your vehicle, because I just had this happen recently. I rolled up in an accident, it had just happened probably less than a minute before I saw him. I was about to roll over and I realized that my vehicle kit, since I was refitting it, I didn't have it in my trunk. So you never know when it's going to happen, so always keep it on you, because a lot of times that first aid kit's not for you. I have other stories when it comes to that, but they can wait for another time. On top of that, you also need to get yourself a signal device, okay? Signal device can be something as simple as a blaze orange flag to put on your vehicle. Some people get the battery-powered ones that have the illuminating lights. Whatever it works, so that people know, one, the vehicle is disabled. Two, if you have called for help, they know where you are. They can find you right away. Okay, it's very important that you get a signal device in some way, shape, or form. Some people use road flares. Some people use flashlights. Whatever your idea for a signal device is, just make sure it's something that's very, very distinguishable, even if it's something as simple as warning triangles. Now, that's the mandatory. That's it. That's all you need to worry about for 99.9% of you. Okay, not really that high, but you get my point. For most of you, this is all you're ever going to need. At least I hope. We go to the other side, and these are things that are highly recommended. As in, I would suggest that you put them inside your vehicle. Because you never know when you're going to need them. Especially if you live out in the sticks, or you're in a place that's inclement weather, like way up north where they have a lot of snow. Okay, first things first I have up here is a fire extinguisher. That does not have to be crazy. It can just be one of those small ones. That fire extinguisher is not for your car. I'm going to say that one again. It is not for your vehicle at all. That fire extinguisher is in case somebody's vehicle is on fire and they're rolling out. You can put them out real quick. Forget stop, drop, and roll. I want those flames out quick before the heat actually soaks in through their clothes. If you ever seen anybody get burned with cotton on, it's quite nasty. Alright, same thing if you're stuck on the side of the road, it'd be a good idea to have some sort of fluid. I just put water in here, because let's face it, you put water in a canteen, it can stay there pretty much indefinitely. It might get a little stale, but aside from that, you're good. It can just stay there forever. I do recommend that you make sure if you use any type of non-metal, that you make sure it's BPA-free. You don't want that shit leaking into your water. If you don't understand why, go ahead and look it up. The next one's going to be food. Now, this one you don't have to go absolutely crazy on unless, again, you're way out in the sticks and, you know, even if you do call, it might take days for them to get to you. If that is the case, go ahead and have some extra food. I see a lot of people use MREs because there are so many calories you can nibble at that sucker, and it will last you 2 days because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. Okay, on top of that, you need a blanket. Okay, now this is more, believe it or not, for all the stuff I've seen with vehicles, people getting stuck, it's usually not in the snow. It's usually not in the winter. Somebody usually slides off the road in the middle of a big thunderstorm and they have to sleep for the night. Or if you pull off to the side of the road and you're just tired for that night, grabbing that blanket is just nice. It's comforting. It's just nice to have. If it's cold out, I do highly recommend wool. And if you're really worried, then I would upgrade from blanket to sleeping bag. But that we can go over in the cold weather class. Now, I got the line here because a lot of you, because you only travel a little bit, you're not going to need these extras. These extras are extra footwear. Okay, I underline that because if you're going to work and you're going to be in loafers, but you have to drive back and you might have to walk the rest of the way, you don't want to do that in the snow in loafers. If you don't know what loafers are, you're pretty young probably. All right, in the wintertime, throw your extra snow boots in there, and you should be good to go. Or during the summertime, just an extra set of walking shoes. Something simple like that can save you so much problems, especially if you have to leave your vehicle. Now, outerwear. This can be something as simple as a poncho. A poncho, some sort of rain jacket, like maybe even a duster, because those are oil slicked and they're waterproof. They're just really warm. Or, again, if it's cold weather, you want a big parka to put on, maybe some bibs to put on your legs. It is important that you remember what area you're in. This is why most people's vehicle kit, their truck kit, actually swaps out one for the summer months, one for the winter months. It's fairly common to see this happen. So, I hope I enlightened all of you. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.